This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Nearly 9 years, more than 4,200 service members killed. It started in anger. It ends in regret. The American flag comes down in Baghdad today, and Operation Iraqi Freedom officially ends. It's Thursday, December 15th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. On this historic day, John Hockenberry is out. We're going to look back on nearly a decade of war in Iraq this hour with those who've covered the war and those who've lived it. Also, get out your pepper spray. It's time for another all-American shopping spree. Retailers preparing to offer deep discounts this weekend. But a lot of you are still talking about our story from yesterday's show about the National Transportation Safety Board's new recommendation that cell phone use be banned entirely while driving.
Donna Dimmick, Hudson, Mass. The only way you're going to get people to pay attention to not using their cell phones is to have the insurance company not cover you if you were on the cell phone while driving.
It's a good thought. Tell us what you think, 8778-MY-TAKE, but now let's check in on our headlines. The war in Iraq is officially over. This morning, U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta oversaw the final lowering of the American flag. Marks the end of U.S. military operations there. Panetta said the withdrawal of U.S. troops marks an even greater opportunity for Iraqis.
With the departure of the remaining U.S. forces within these last few days to the end of the year, we salute the fact that Iraq is now fully responsible for directing its own path to future security and future prosperity.
The date of the final ceremony had been kept secret. It comes 2 weeks before the official December 31st deadline. And President Obama marked the occasion yesterday with a speech at Fort Bragg.
Everything that American troops have done in Iraq, all the fighting, now all the dying, the bleeding, and the building, and the training, and the partnering, all of it has led to this moment of success.
Reaction among soldiers is mixed this morning. Some have questioned that moment of success. Army Chief Master Sergeant Eddie West, though, is convinced Iraq was worth the fight.
The price of freedom is sometimes you're going to have to pay the sacrifices, and we understand that coming in. So at the end of the day, we carry out those orders to the best of our abilities.
Around 200 soldiers will remain in Iraq as advisors, and 15,000 U.S. personnel will be based at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. We'll talk more about this in a moment. House Republicans have laid out a $1 trillion spending bill. That's despite a request from President Obama and Democrats for more negotiations. And it's not the only fight in town. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is calling for a vote on the Republicans' payroll tax bill so Senate Democrats can scrap it and move on.
Let's get this vote over with. Then we can begin serious negotiations on how to prevent a $1,000 tax hike on American families.
Some progress, though, perhaps. Reid met with House Speaker John Boehner and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell privately for about an hour last night, trying to iron out a deal. A French court has convicted former President Jacques Chirac of corruption. Chirac was handed a 2-year suspended sentence for paying members of his political party for municipal jobs that didn't exist, that occurred while he was mayor of Paris. A national report finds nearly half of America's public schools are getting a failing grade, at least according to No Child Left Behind. 48% did not meet federal achievement standards this year. And almost half of all Americans have fallen into poverty or are classified as low income. New census numbers show a shrinking middle class and high unemployment. Asian markets are down. European indices are up. Futures are up as well. The Dow will start at 11,823. The S&P will open at 1,211. The NASDAQ at 2,539. So yesterday, we talked about this recommendation from the National Transportation Safety Board that you don't use cell phones at all if you're driving. Patricia writes this at thetakeaway.org. Cell phones should be banned from use in vehicles. When did we all become so important that we're certain the world will end if we can't be reached for half an hour? Personally, I enjoy not being reachable when I'm in the car. Ah, peace. Patricia, I am with you. Dr. Quinn writes, though, I, like many physicians, have abandoned a pager for cell phone use on call contacts. If I need to be reached for an emergency case, it'd be safer for me to use my phone than trying to hurriedly pull over to the shoulder. Give us your thoughts. 8778, my take.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.